Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get into it. Deshaun Watson in the news. Obviously, he's not leaving the news for a while, but there have been some new developments. Rob G, kind of summarize kind of the new stuff that's out there.
Sure. There was a huge expose that came out earlier on Tuesday evening from the New York Times in which they reported that Deshaun Watson had booked appointments with at least 66 different women within a 17-month span.
My goodness.
Okay. Now, not all of those women are going to be the ones pressing charges. Some of them were women who, you know, vouching for Deshaun Watson. But several of them who were listed in the article, who are not part of the lawsuits, allege that Watson was, quote, begging for sexual acts during their sessions, and that Watson was given non-disclosure agreements by the Houston Texans in the wake of one allegation in which one woman threatened to expose him for what he was doing. Now, this
and Rob G, isn't it also reported that many of the 66 women were not
correct
masseuses, correct. Like licensed,
not licensed masseuses. In fact,
so then right, they're like just women
on Instagram or whatever.
In fact, there was one instance where he went through a legitimate massage therapy, you know, company, but the three women he got massages from that company were not masseuses. They did other things, and they just got asked to do massages.
I'm not saying that anybody's guilty or anything, but the idea that they're not masseuses bothers me. That you're not even like going through reputable, you know, there are people who need massages and masseuse and massage parlors and massage therapists, right? That bothers me.
You're linking up with women that, I mean, if they're not real masseuses, then what's the purpose?
Right. That's what I'm saying to you.
If they're not, if you really need massage therapy or just like real massages.
We like,
you're
going
to go to a real masseuse. You're not just going to pick random. You're going to go to somebody that knows what they're doing. And so I'm like you. Look, we've said it. We're on the record.
We're innocent not, until you know, proven guilty.
Right. We're not casting, saying he's guilty, saying they're lying. We're not saying either any of that because we don't know. But the circumstantial evidence, at least it's been reported, is crazy. It's like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, right? The circumstantial evidence
is overwhelming.
Is overwhelming.
Right.
And there's just no denying that. And so go ahead, Rob G.
Yeah. Well, there was more to come out on Tuesday for Deshaun Watson, which is never a good sign. Even a couple hours actually before the New York Times expose came out, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, who is an attorney or was an attorney before he got into media, was writing a column on his website, which was discussing the 24th civil suit, which we talked about yesterday. Now, we don't know if part of this New York Times are going to be more suits coming out, but as of the time, there was the 24 yesterday. Because Rusty Hardin, which is Deshaun Watson's attorney, suggested that they didn't know about this 24th lawsuit, which was coming up. There are provisions, according to Florio, in Watson's contract that would allow the Cleveland Browns to void out all guarantees from his deal and cut him free and clear if it turns out that he was not forthright about what might come with extra women, specifically if this 24th woman or any person who else comes forward leads to an actual criminal charge, because that would, again, void his guarantees in the contract.
And Chris, you know why they put that in, because they were afraid that there would be something coming down the road.
You
got to
put that in.
You have to. Otherwise,
it would be
negligent
not to. Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, I'll say this, because we just talked about, you know, him having these women who aren't masseuses linking up. There is that, Rob G, the evidence appears to say that they all knew that it was going to be a massage, right?
Correct. When he booked them, they were all for massages.
Now, no matter what your intentions are with a woman, no matter what type of agreement you have, if she wants you to stop doing something or she doesn't agree to something, you need to stop.
Once they say stop, Chris, it's
then
stop.
You need to stop. Or if you think they want, you know, you think you were getting vibes that they're down and they're not, then you need to stop. But so just as we said, Rob, that he was going out and hiring women who weren't professional masseuses, which is a little odd, why did these women agree, who weren't masseuses, to meet him and give him massages? So now, again, no matter what he was thinking, no matter what the agreement was, if they're like, we're not with it, then he needs to stop. But I'm just saying, just trying to be fair.
No, I
throwing
agree.
Out both sides. You know,
yeah, but these are, Rob G, and I know we're not asking you to read them, but some of the most graphic stuff I've seen, Chris. Like, did you?
Yeah.
Like Rob G, is this the most graphic you've seen?
Some of the stuff.
No, I mean, I've read
a few
graphic things before, but
I never read them in stories.
Yeah,
that were
a few
online.
Of them were graphic before.
And Rob, to your point, though, if you read this one, the New York Times, if you read a previous one, it's Sports Illustrated, if you read whatever your expose was, a lot of them follow a similar pattern with what was going on allegedly with Deshaun Watson.
Right.
So if you read one, you kind of read them all at this point.
Let's just keep it real. It looks like he was using this like a dating service, to put it kindly.
Right.
That's what it looked like. You know, and... But we'll see. But here's the crux of the matter, Rob. Rob G just showed how the reports are that if this is his lawyer, Rusty Hardin, said they weren't aware of this woman her name who gave the 24th civil suit. And the Browns, if that's the case, because obviously the Browns had language in their contract saying, look, anything else, bruh.
Do it right. If there's any, and, if there's any other surprise, exactly.
Right,
like,
right.
Like you're saying, this is it. You don't have any other things. We're gonna have a bombshell blow up in our face, right? When we bring you to the press conference,
right?
We need to know.
And so, and Rob, this is interesting too. Rusty Harden said, "No, he's a lawyer. He's an accomplished lawyer." He's been in cases, you know, controversial cases.
Big
time cases. He knows what he's doing. For him to say publicly, we didn't know about this woman. It's the first
that
we didn't know about this name. This is the first we've heard of this name. Rob, I'm wondering, is he upset with Deshaun? Because why would you put that out there? Even if it's true,
it is
as
surprising.
A lawyer, why would you put it out there?
You wouldn't. You would be like, we don't have a statement at this time.
Yep, and
we
leave it at that.
We don't have a statement at this time.
Because he said that, but he went further.
Right.
And is he upset? Is he looking at Deshaun like, yo, you said you told us everything, and now we got this? Or and also his reputation has been a bit sullied after his comments over the weekend. About happy endings and stuff, and that's his fault.
No, but he shouldn't be putting that out there like that, though, Chris. That just doesn't sound right.
And, you mean and we didn't know we? This is the first we've seen.
No, just the like making light of a happy ending.
Right.
It's tasteless.
All of that.
It's tasteless. Like there are people who are saying they were traumatized from this, and you're like joking about it. That's what I mean. I don't think that's where you want to go.
It's a horrible look.
Exactly.
And that's why I wonder, does he feel like he is beginning to look like a fool publicly?
Yeah. And I think if you're Deshaun Watson or if you're the Browns, I'm sure they're having meetings. Can we get out of this? What's going to happen?
So what would you do?
I would be afraid. I'm going to say, Chris, I noticed it would be like crazy, but I would say, let's get out of this. Only from the standpoint that as time goes on, we know we're not going to have him for this year. Like we both have said this.
Well,
we think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying. But we're
right.
As the evidence continues to pile up, do you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Well, if the NFL had come to a head, Chris, and maybe said 6 or 8 games, now they got another case. So that, what are they going to say? Oh, no, all right, here's another case. Are we going to have another one after we give him his verdict? After we give him his penalty? Is there going to be another 4 women? What are we going to do next?
So you would get out now.
I would get out now because we don't know. Is there going to be a criminal suit filed now? Is there going to be a criminal charge dropped on him? We don't know. This is up in the air.
Here's what I would do if I were them, or at least I'd be thinking right now.
Right.
With the information we know of, I would make sure that I have outs right now, like going forward, that as long as, like, there's no deadline on when I get out of the contract, but you know, I have time to get out. As long as it's down the road, I can still get out of this. I would let it play out in the courtroom. I would let it play out in what the NFL does, and I would let it play out in the court of public opinion. Because, Rob, you know as well as I do, a lot of how the NFL and the Browns are going to react is going to be based on the court of public opinion. And so I would let all of that play out as long as I'm protected as far as getting out of my contract. If I have to do it, you know, if there's something where once the NFL's, you know, penalty comes down, you can't get out of it or something like that. Now I got to move faster along the lines of what you're saying.
Okay, let me say this.
But I would not rush now because, again, he does, as bad as it looks, he does still deserve his quote-unquote day in court.
Yeah.
And so I would let it play.
But that also doesn't have any bearing on what happens to him NFL-wise. And I hear your point about being innocent or guilty, but here's my other issue. is if he's been disingenuous or not honest with us, Chris, I have an issue with that. If he knew about this and he let us go and put our necks out and do all that, I can't trust this guy going forward. And that would be the part that would scare me. Is that we had this conversation.
You're right.
We had this.
Yep, tell us everything.
And you didn't do it.
I agree.
And
with
now
that.
Here we are at training camp or mini, whatever they're doing now, you know, and this is what we're talking about instead of football. You could have told us this.
That's a great point. Was it Kareem Hunt? That's one big reason the Chiefs got rid of him.
He
right?
wasn't
because he
with
lied
them.
To him.
Yes.
Right. And I get that, and that's fair, and I agree with you on that. The question is, did he say to them in talking to the Browns and even maybe talking to his lawyer, look, it was a lot of women that
100.
I did this with. Right. It was like, right. I don't know, 60 to 100, somewhere in that range. And, you know, the similar things happened with many of them.
Right.
I don't know all the names. I don't, you know what I mean? Is it possible something else comes out? Maybe, you know. But so if he went there, he just may not have known that. But to your point, right, that means other women might be coming out.
That's what I'm saying.
And you got to keep dealing with this. So, it's getting bad. And remember, and here's the not the kicker, but Rob, remember, and then we'll go to the callers, listeners. Remember what his reputation was?
Spotless, Chris. It was spotless in the community.
Spot. He was known.
And he
it
had a
wasn't
fiance.
Just that
Didn't he
no,
have a
there was no
too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that there was just no, you know, bad stuff happening. It was that he was viewed as, you know, a really high character guy. You know who this is similar to, and we don't have time to get into it. But remember Kirby Puckett?
Yep.
With the twins.
Minnesota
Twins, legend. You know, great player. And similar stuff came out about him, not as much, but later on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of, you know, all-time greats, Bob Myers, the GM for the Golden State Warriors and obviously the architect of this dynasty. You got to give Bob Myers credit. He was on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area today, a radio station out there in San Francisco, Oakland. And Rob, he was told... And I think I mentioned this to you before. Steph Curry is only the third player in NBA Finals history. Now, Rob G, check this out. He's the third player in NBA Finals history to average 25 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds a game on 55% true shooting. The other two, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Now, there are actually 4 players, Rob G, that have averaged 25, 5, and 5, along with Steph, MJ, and LeBron, is Kobe Bryant. But Kobe didn't do it on the 55% true shooting. But anyway, when Myers was made aware of that, here's what he said.
He's a made man. There's nothing he's done. Forget about this final. It's already been done. He's already done it. I mean, he's already proven it. I don't know what he has to continue to prove. I don't know what it is about him that causes people to fail to recognize what he's doing out there.
And he started that, Rob, with "It's so sad we have to defend him." And I think he was talking to you. And so answer. I mean, Bob Myers just threw it out. Why in the world do we still have to defend Steph Curry? And you're one of the people he had in mind, I'm sure.
I just think at some point, okay, people, when you talk about all-time greatness, Chris, we talk about, they're going to nitpick at your resume. They're going to take a look. You've done all these things in the finals all this time, yet you haven't won a finals MVP, yet you've had those moments where you haven't knocked down a big shot. It's more than one thing. Sure, he's put up numbers. Chris, if there was a signature moment in the finals where Steph does a half-court three, dribbles up, and bangs down a three, and they win the game or win a championship on that shot, it would be different. We don't have a signature shot in the finals. We don't have a finals MVP. We saw in game one where he went Casper the friendly ghost for the last 6 minutes and his team lost. So we've seen those moments. That's why everybody's not in lockstep over Steph Curry. It doesn't mean they don't respect his ability or his talent, but he doesn't have that moment. That's what people look for. They're looking for the Michael Jordan shrug of the shoulders. I don't know. I can't believe I'm knocking down all these shots. Or some big shot where you go, man, that gave me goosebumps. Oh, my God, Steph Curry's unbelievable. Did you see that shot to win the game and win another championship? We haven't seen it. I think that's fair. I don't know why people are acting like Steph's done everything. No, he hasn't. He hasn't given us those memories yet, Chris. That's what people are wanting and trying to get and feel like he's complete but incomplete because he hasn't given us those moments yet. And I think it's fair for fans and people to question and say that Steph's not all the way there because we don't have any of those.
Well, I think, number one, it depends on the context of the discussion. If you're talking about, as many have brought up now, top 10 players of all time, and that's fair in that discussion. If you're talking about, is Steph an all-time great? Is Steph one of the best guards in the history of basketball? Is Steph a top 15 or 20 player of all time? Then that's where the problem is. Do you agree with all of those statements, Rob, that he is an all-time great guard, that he's a top 20 player of all time? I'd say
top 15, 20. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that everybody thinks he's top 10 or
no, everybody
or he's Magic
think
Johnson
that
or anything like that. I think, you know what I mean? I think
that's where the difference is. And I'm not going to really fight you on it as long as you acknowledge he is great. And I think he's top 15 of all time. If you say top 20 as some others do, that's cool. And to your point, we do nitpick. If we're in the top 10 of all time discussion, we're going to nitpick Kobe. And
everybody,
we're going to bring up the Phoenix game in the playoffs where he quit on his team.
And Chris,
we're gonna nitpick Steph. We're going to nitpick Shaq. We're going to nitpick everybody. Bird. And so I'm fine with that. But I do agree with Bob Myers when he says Steph is a made man. He is. And here's the thing, Rob. I get what you're saying about that moment. Now, let's see how this series plays out. It's somewhat fair, but it also, to me, look, a basketball game isn't won or a championship isn't won in a moment.
No,
it's won over the course of a 48-minute game. And that is sometimes that does bother me. The commentary from you and others bothers me because it narrows down a 48-minute game to the last 10 seconds.
Okay, but let me just say this.
And that's not how it works. If Steph's not dropping his 25 points, they're not even in position for someone to make a game-winning shot in the last 10 seconds. So that's what I disagree with. I mean, let's just be, true about it. The whole game matters. I get it. Late moments are important, but to act like they erase the previous 46 minutes or 47 minutes and 30 seconds is ridiculous.
But here's what I'm going to say. You can look at KD has two of those shots in his only
what
two.
What shots?
Well, big shots, the one in front of LeBron's face.
There
when
were
he
no
made,
big shots
hold
in
on,
that
hold
series.
Hold on.
They LeBron, were up 2 what, 2-1? 2-0?
LeBron has a couple of a handful of moments that you can look back. Even at the junior skyhook by Magic. There right. are just moments that people look at. And, Chris, maybe
and
they don't matter
Magic
to you.
Rookie season.
But I think that there are fans who look for those kind of special moments, and Steph hasn't had one yet. And I think you just talked about it before on Monday I don't remember what day it was.
Had they won that game where he had
the big first quarter, but obviously they didn't win. Obviously he went scoreless the last 6 minutes. So you'll never talk about those 21 points in the first quarter and six threes because they don't really factor in. And that would have been a moment where, even though it's not at the end of the game, you could have looked back and said, remember he put on that show in the first quarter and he blew out the Celtics or whatever it was. So I do think maybe it's not big for you, but I do think some
fans like
that.
I'm not saying it's not big, but I'm saying because Ray Allen hit that shot against San Antonio, does that make him better than Kevin Durant?
It makes him more memorable. And
Steph ain't got to worry about being memorable.
No,
I mean,
he's
going to be memorable whether you got a finals shot that you point to or not.
That's the thing.
His career is memorable.
I get his career, but I'm talking about those moments and those baskets and all sports, those home runs in the bottom of the ninth. There's just certain things that make you think about people in a certain light.
We think about Kirk Gibson, right?
Two hit. He got two big home runs.
Right.
But you know who he is.
There are hundreds of greater players than him.
But you know who he is because of that.
Fine, but I know who Steph Curry is because he won three championships, the only unanimous MVP, and he's the greatest. He changed the game of basketball. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle moments, Rod, because you are right. There are certain moments. But my thing is, if Steph never has that moment, that doesn't diminish his greatness. If they win this championship, and I could argue game two was a moment. Now, they blew him out, but why did they blow him out? Because of Steph. And so some people might not look at that as, oh, that moment. But if they let's say they win this series, he's the finals MVP, but there is no quote-unquote moment, right? Like, their wins are maybe like game two when they blow him out. He plays great, but there's no – doesn't have to be a last-second shot, anything like that. Does that diminish? I mean, would you still say, even if he's got the finals MVP, he's got two rings now without Durant, would you still be saying, yeah, but he's 0-for-9 in potential game-winning shots in the playoffs or finals, or he's – doesn't have that quote-unquote moment?
Well, I mean, if he wins a championship, that's going to boost up his resume. But if he doesn't win, I just think that...
No, but I'm asking you in hypothetically.
Yeah, if he wins,
obviously
the championship...
If he wins, but doesn't have that quote-unquote moment.
Yeah, but
that you're
it's
talking
not...
About.
It's what we're talking about when it comes to... looking at a player, and obviously if he wins the MVP, that's going to be good for him because that checks another box. But without that is what I'm saying, why people look for moments and situations that they can wrap themselves around.
So if he has the finals MVP, you're not so much looking for a moment.
Exactly, because he checked that box. But you see what I'm saying? If he doesn't check that box, and he doesn't have it, and they don't win, then you're like, well, Steph was a great player, did all that. But, man, in the finals, he never had that moment. He never won a finals MVP. You could use that against him when you talk about the greatest of all time. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in a top 10 discussion, I get it. You like we've said it a number of times before, Rob, you nitpick.
You
and
do.
You would say, hey, Kobe's got a finals MVP, a couple of them. You know, Shaq, so on and so forth, Bird. And Steph doesn't. But I would just say, don't let that erase the fact that this dude is, think about that, one of four. Because I'm going to throw Kobe in there because true shooting percentage, and Kobe was not as efficient as these three guys. I get it. But still, one of four to average 25-5-5. Not Durant, who's capable of putting up those numbers. Not Bird, who was capable of putting up those numbers. I mean, Magic could have scored like that, but that wasn't his role. But think no one else. And if he's putting up 25, and let's say, I mean, he is their closer now, of course. He was one of their closers with Durant. But if you had another closer, I mean, how many times, Rob, was it Fisher or Robert Horry that ended up hitting the big shot for the Lakers? With Shaq and Kobe there. Doesn't mean Shaq or Kobe, you know, couldn't close or doesn't diminish what they did over the 48 minutes, but they might not have been the one to hit the big shot. So I just think sometimes there's way too much emphasis on hitting that last shot. As valuable as that is, the first 46 minutes is huge, is part and parcel critical to the game.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When, yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rob, let's go to baseball. Let's go to Major League Baseball. And Joe Maddon, the wildly celebrated manager, 3-time manager of the year, 1-time World Series champion, hired with great fanfare 3 years ago by the Angels. This was his third season there. And with that talent, you know, Mike Trout, they brought in Shohei Ohtani, you know, Anthony Rendon. I mean, talent galore. The thought was that Madden, who's been a great manager, you got to give him that, would turn him around. And instead, it looked like it early in the season, Rob. They were playing great baseball. They were, it's early, but they were looking like, hey, this is the year they make the playoffs. They haven't been there in, what, nearly a decade? And it just went south. And they lost their last 12 games, 12-game losing streak. Trout wasn't hitting. The pitching was horrible. And somebody had to pay the price. And it was Joe Madden. What are your thoughts on this?
Chris, we talked about this last night. You remember I said he should be fired. And you remember I said it to you and DeSager during one of the updates. And that's not – we know what kind of manager Joe Madden is. But if you can't get fired, Chris, on a stretch like this, you don't lose 12 games in a row every day in the major leagues. You know that, right? I mean, it's real hard – to lose 12 games
not
in a row.
Day, no.
You know what I mean?
I'm just messing.
You know what I mean? And during that stretch, are you ready, Chris? They had a minus 43 run differential and an ERA of 6.31. And you mentioned it. They have a couple of the biggest stars in the game, Trout and Ohtani. And Joe Madden. They're looking at another season going awry, Chris. It was 2 weeks ago, 10 days. They were 10 games over 500. Do you remember we talked about it? Maybe Trout's going to get back to the playoffs. Hey, the Angels, they got a little something going here. They're leading the AL West. They're buried now. They're 8.5 games behind the Astros. And you can't let the season go down in flames and act like it's okay. Joe Madden, no Joe Madden. Joe Girardi just got fired. They were rolling, Chris. They came out to L.A. and beat up on the Dodgers. And the Phillies looked like they had something going. And guess what? They went into a funk. And it's just not going to be. There's too much at risk now in sports. When you spend a lot of money and you pay a lot of players, you expect results. And when things don't happen, there are going to be changes.
Rob, all the things you mentioned, Mike Trout hitting 114 during the stretch, Shohei Ohtani batting under 200, as well as other players under 200 during this six-game losing streak. The ERA for the whole staff was over six, right?
Yep.
But Anthony Rendon was hurt. Taylor Ward, who was looking tremendous, got hurt. And how in the world, because look, this is not any knock at all against baseball. But I do think it's clear, and I'm not saying managers sometimes don't deserve to be fired. Certainly they do. But I think football, the coach makes the most difference. Then basketball, then baseball for a manager. Tell me how any of this is Joe Madden's fault.
Okay.
I mean, just a few weeks ago, it was all good. All of a sudden, what's he doing differently?
I'll tell you how it's his fault. Chris, if we're going to give Joe Madden credit, when the Cubs win the World Series after 100 years, right? He didn't get a hit then. He didn't pitch and get anybody out then. Then you also
it's
have
12
to...
games.
No, but
I hear you. But 12 games?
Yes, 12-game losing
12
streak.
12 games?
12-game losing streak is ridiculous in baseball.
That's 2 weeks.
That's why I said it last night, because I knew there was a real chance. And you can't live on your past and your resume. And you got to shake things up. Chris, there's two things. You got to let the players know that everybody's going to be held accountable, including the manager. And you got to tell your fan base, we're going to do something. We're not going to sit on our hands. We're not going to talk about Joe Madden and what he did in Tampa Bay and how he won a World Series in Chicago. None of that matters right now. All we know is he's been here for 3 years. And we got nothing.
It's just about sending a message. It's nothing strategic. Jess,
no,
nothing
I'm
was
not saying,
doing
oh,
wrong.
Oh, yeah, he took out the wrong pitcher at the wrong time. No, but the way that we give people credit is real simple. Sports has a short menu, wins and losses. And when he
gets
credit. I know what you're saying,
he
Chris.
He got that credit over time. He didn't get that credit for going on a 12-game win streak. That's my and look, I'm not even caping for Joe Maddon. Like,
no, I know.
Oh, he's, you know, how dare they? This is ridiculous. I'm not going there. I'm just saying this ain't – now, I don't know the inner workings. I would feel much better about this firing if I knew the inner workings of the locker room. And maybe okay. You do. Were players like, yo, we need a break. You know, were players down on him? If that's the case, then certainly – we got to move on.
And Chris,
but
you know
or
what?
Or Rob, or, and I'm going to give it to you, but that think of that. I want to hear that. And then the other thing I want to hear, and the same thing could be said for Joe Girardi. Is this a case, Rob, where the front office wants to start managing, essentially? And you know what I mean. They going to have a robot in there that they dictate everything to, who you pitch, when you pitch them, who, what your lineup is, all of that stuff? Is that what's going on?
No, I'm going to say no, but that's a legit concern. But look at some of the managers who are having success, Chris, right now. They're the old school managers.
Right.
Buck Showalter with the Mets. Am I right, Buck?
Yep.
Dusty Baker with the Astros. These are old school. Dusty's 70 years old, right?
La Russa.
Do you know who's going to be next? La Russa's going to get fired next, Chris. I mean, look at where the White Sox are.
But he helped them last year.
No, I know, but look at where they are this year. And my point here is you can't get rid of everybody, and you're right, Chris. It might not. When the general manager starts talking to some star players, what's going on in the clubhouse? Does the manager have everything intact? Is everything buttoned up? No, sloppy. Guys are doing their own thing. It's not a unit.
Right, if that's
you know what
the
I
case,
mean?
I'm cool
it's
with
a
that.
Country
right.
club. You know, like that's what happens when they start firing coaches. They got a country club atmosphere. People are doing whatever. Guys not taking extra BP. Guys coming into the clubhouse late for games, Chris.
Do
you
we know that to be
no,
the case?
I don't.
Or you just,
I don't know, but I'm saying that's usually what'll make a general manager pull the trigger, especially with somebody with his resume and his all the stuff that he's accomplished. And Joe Maddon's quote, part of his quote, Chris, was something like, "Well, you know, this is the first year of general manager, the guy who pulled the trigger."
Yeah, Perry Manassian.
Yeah, and he said, "Well, you know, he's in a tough spot. You know, like." Well, he didn't hire Joe Maddon. It's his first year at GM. So, I mean, Joe Maddon is making it, but you got to answer to your fan base. There's no way this team, and I get it. If you would have told me that Mike Trout, what'd you say, batting 114? We've never seen this.
But that ain't on Joe Maddon.
No, I know. I'm just saying. It's not. But we've never seen that. And Ohtani last year was unanimous MVP. This guy's not even hitting 200. Like something's, they want to shake it up.
But here's the thing. I hear you. They hadn't, before they hired Maddon, they hadn't had a winning season in 4 years. His first season there was the shortened season, right? 60 games.
Yep.
Last year, of course, you have a full season. And then now, you know, they played roughly 60 games. So, I mean, to me, Rob, and I don't know, but this sounds like a young GM who's feeling himself. Manassian, right? Came over from Atlanta, wants to do it his way.
So you think he panicked?
No, I don't think he panicked. I think he's like, look, Joe Maddon, legendary coach, old school, you know, lot of power just because of who he is, right? I want to run this thing my way. I can't really do it with Maddon here because he's Joe Maddon. But now I get him out of here. They put in Phil Nevin. Now it's Manassian's show. All right? And I think, I don't know for a fact if this is going to be the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if this front office begins dictating the lineup card because it happens all over the place, right?
It does, but
that's why Girardi was ousted in New York.
Right. No, they wanted to run it, and Joe Girardi's an old school manager. I get that point, but I think this move doesn't happen, Chris, if they're 6-6 or if they're 4-8. You know what I mean? Like to lose 12. They lost. They came back. Okay. I said this yesterday before they even lost last night, 1-0 to Boston, 1-0 at home. They come back off an awful road trip. And you figure, okay, you remember I told you it was my best bet. I was like, there's no way the Angels are going to lose again, right? They can't lose again. Are they going to lose 12 in a row, 15 in a row? This team is too talented. And I guess ownership, because, you know, Artie Moreno, who owns the Angels, he has to sign off on it. And remember, Joe Madden spent 20-some-odd years in that organization and was the bench coach there, Chris, when they won in 2002. With Mike Socha, you know, so he's a beloved figure. They don't make that move on a whim when this guy has spent most of his life in their organization.
Right, and that's why I want to know more. I want to know, were players not feeling him? You know what I mean? Something like that. Because was there something else going on in the clubhouse that, you know, was making Madden just persona non grata? I don't know, but I would feel much better about it. And again, I'm not caping for him, but I would feel it was more justified if that was the case.
Do you remember when Terry Francona, you might not remember, Chris, when he got fired in Boston, and you know they won World Series, Terry. And then you remember it was about everybody's playing video games and they're ordering chicken and beer in the clubhouse. Right, they're eating during the games. You remember all that?
He's a good manager. Right.
And he was right. But the clubhouse got away from him.
It might come out later, right? You know what I'm saying? It might come out later about Madden. And I get that.
They're just cruising?
Look, how in the world they could be cruising with their track record as a team, including trial, I don't know. But to your point, I'll say this, I'm going to be fair. It's the manager's job to get you out of cruise control if that's what you're in.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.